One of the fellows raised an interesting question with regard to the upcoming Purim celebrations. So he says he's getting his costume together, and one of the items he plans to wear is four corners. What about the Chiyuv of Tzitzis? So at first glance, you're wearing something with four corners, you're Chayiv and Tzitzis. That's the Torah says. That should apply on Purim like any other day. However, there is room for discussion as follows. The Beis Yosef at the end of Siman Yud writes that they were knowing to wear various garments which had four corners without tzitzis, and he justifies. So let's look at some of these cases and the justifications that are suggested. So one of the cases that's discussed apparently is some sort of a longer jacket or coat that they would wear. And the Beis Yosef said they had four corners, two corners on the bottom in the front, and also two corners in the top in the front, kind of like a collar. So the Beis Yosef says that there's room to justify not wearing tzitzis. So one of the reasons he gives is, first reason, that people didn't wear this as a regular garment to protect themselves from the elements. They wore it for kavod. It was socially acceptable and proper to go out only wearing this. You wouldn't go out without this jacket on. So he says it doesn't serve the normal function of a beged. It's exempt. Secondly, he says it's so long, if you put tzitzis on it, it'd drag along the floor. And in such a circumstance, they're exempt. And he quotes this in Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Siman Yud, that these, he doesn't quote the reasons, but he says these garments are exempt from tzitzis. So if we take that first reason of the Beis Yosef, maybe that could be a model, a precedent. So too, over here, just like the jacket you're only wearing for kavod, you're exempt. So too, if you're wearing it just for Simchas Purim, you should be exempt as well. Problem is, the Ramban, the Darchi Moshe, does not like these reasons. Actually, quotes a pasuk from Megillas Esther, V'chol zeh inenu shaveli, he says. I don't like these reasons. If you're telling me that you're exempt from tzitzis because you're only wearing it for kavod, well, we wear our talesim, not because we are protecting ourselves from the elements with them, but because we want to fulfill mitzvah tzitzis, or because we're wearing it for kavod at tefillah. So, or both. So then, but we make brachas on them. We make a brach of l'satif b'tzitzis. So apparently, we assume that you really are chayiv in tzitzis in that situation. So it gives a different reason why you're exempt, which is that there's all four corners in front, and you're only chayiv if you have two corners in front, two corners in back. So says the Rama. So if that's the case, so then the Beis Yosef's defense will not work in our case of Purim costumes if you have two corners in front and two corners in back. Not only that, but in Shulchan Aruch, so the Rama explains his reason why they're pater, why these garments, these jackets are pater at the end of Siman Yud. And then the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura point out that there were Achronim who didn't like the Ramah's reason either. And the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura say, a Yerei Shemayim should round off one of the corners. So this is not going to get us an exemption here in the case of the Purim costume. Of course, you could always just put tzitzis on the Purim costume. But there might be another reason to, another precedent that we can use, which might indicate that perhaps the costumes really are pater. There's the previous sif in Shulchan Aruch, also discussion in the Beis Yosef, relates to the case of these scarves that they would wear, larger than our scarves, big enough to be chayiv and tzitzis, and they wouldn't put tzitzis on them. So the Beis Yosef gives a few reasons, and the main reason that's accepted by the Achronim, quoted here in the Be'er Halacha, is, again, that they wouldn't wear it as a beged. They'd wear it for alternate reasons, ulterior motives. What were the motives? That they would use it, they would wipe their hands on this scarf item. They would wipe their sweat with it. They'd use it as a belt if they needed to lift something heavy, etc. So here, the Be'er Halacha quotes this reason and seems to accept it. He says that since you're not wearing it as a regular beged, it is in fact exempt. How come the Be'er Halacha here says it's exempt because it's not a regular beged, and yet in the case of the jackets, the Mishnah Brura and the Ramah, we're not willing to rely on that reason of the Beis Yosef? So it apparently, it really does depend. You know, the Torah really is only mechayev, a beged, a ksus, Lashon HaTorah, that it means it's something that functions as a beged. The question is, what's the function of a beged? The Ramah held, if it's a beged that you are not wearing because you are comfortable in it, you're not wearing it because you want it to protect you from the elements, but you're wearing it for kavod, that still is a beged. On the other hand, if it really serves a completely different function, that it's a towel, basically, or a belt, so then that does not count as a beged. So now we have to figure out what's the situation when it comes to the Purim costumes. Is it a beged that you're wearing because of Simchas Purim? Or is it not a beged at all and really serving a different function? Or maybe it depends. Maybe some costumes are just your clothing for Purim, as opposed to other things where you have clothing and you just put it on top in order to make a statement. Is that enough of a different purpose in order to be considered a non-beged. In the Sefer Pisgei Tshuvos, he claims that Purim costumes are like the scarf towel case, and they are exempt. So too, bulletproof vests and the things you wear at the barber to keep the hair off of you. I wonder, and as the bulletproof vest, the barber thing that you wear, that really has a completely different function. The costume, I think it's not unreasonable to argue that has a different function, although again, it may be different costumes. Some costumes are not, not all costumes are alike. Some are really just your clothing that you're wearing on Purim, different clothing than usual in order to be funny. And some are non-clothing items that you're wearing in order to make a point. So those probably there is good reason to exempt. Of course, if it's made from a material that is questionable with regard to Chiyuv Tzitzis in general, a whole different discussion, that would be another Tzad L'Hakel. And if one wants to be sure that one is exempt, one can always round off the corner.